Listen, a woman feels her power when her voice is being heard. A woman feels her power when her voice is being heard. So
the
listen.
Earth will be healed by the listen. Women of the world. The
listen.
Earth will be healed by the
listen.
Women of the world.
A woman
so
feels
listen.
Her power when her
listen.
Voice is being heard. A woman feels
listen.
Her power when her
listen.
Voice is being heard. So listen.
Listen, all the healers.
Listen,
our wives.
Listen,
all the healers.
Listen,
our wives.
A woman feels
listen,
her.
Welcome to the Incremental Steps podcast. I'm Christine.
And I'm Stephanie. And we are a couple of curvy, savvy, curious, wise women trying to strike a balance between career, family, and self-care while striving to leave the planet better off than the way we found it.
We are learning that we can't do it alone. We need each other, all of us. So each week or two, we're going to check in with each other on our health goals and challenge each other to find new ways to leave a lighter footprint. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Christine. How's it going?
Crazy. Just getting home from a 10-day trip. It's the third week in March. Spring is here.
I was finally
greeted back to Georgia with this gorgeous cherry tree that's at the front of our neighborhood, just in full bloom and stunningly gorgeous.
We used to have a cherry tree. I miss it so much because it was just like it would snow flowers every day.
Yeah. So what can we talk about today? Let's do some I could talk abouts back and forth. We haven't seen each other in a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I could talk about being overwhelmed with legislative issues.
Ooh. I could talk about Gwinnett County and not passing a transit bill while I was gone, even though I early voted yes for it.
I know. We all.
I didn't
all
mean
we all wish
I didn't
have.
Mean to derail you, pun intended.
Okay.
What else could you talk about?
I could talk about building a garden.
Oh, me too. I could talk about the latest issue of Oprah Magazine. Believe
okay.
it or not.
I think we are going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's see. I could talk about health issues in the family and how that relates to weight loss in this
Ooh,
person.
Yep. I could talk about our water bottle challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's start talking about some things for
All
real.
Right. Well, I'll start with the water bottle challenge that we gave each other last episode.
Okay.
To not use plastic water bottles. Which I was like, oh, yeah, no problem. I never use plastic water bottle. Never say never, my mother taught me. She said never say never and never say always. So I took my handy dandy trusty water bottle with some of my favorite stickers on it to New York City. And I took it with me and I had it sitting beside me while I was speaking at the UN Commission on the Status of Women.
Woo-woo!
And I left it there.
Oh, no.
My favorite water bottle.
Oh, no.
Now, you know me. I did some networking, and I did meet somebody at that facility who I may reach out to on social media and say, hey, will you check into Lost and Found for me? But the way it works and, you know, travel in and out of New York, I wasn't going to be in that same building, and I didn't make it back to the building. So I had one day. Where somebody handed me a water bottle, St. Patrick's Day in New York City, and they were giving away water bottles, and I didn't even think about it. I just took it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was guilty of drinking it at a show because it was drink the free water bottle or pay, I don't know, $250 million at a show in New York. It's
right.
A little bit of an exaggeration, but I drank it. And as I was drinking it, I thought about our challenge, and I was like, I've got to go buy a new water bottle. So the next day, we went to the museum. I may have my timelines messed up, but we went to a museum in Montclair, New Jersey, where my friend lives, who I was staying with. Fabulous museum. And in their museum, they had these water bottles that had indigenous art from Native Americans in Canada. And it's purple.
That
and
sounds
it has
so you.
A wolf
it was,
on it.
Wait a minute. It was Canadian Native American art and it was purple?
Oh, yes, right? So that is my new favorite water bottle. So once I got that, I was good to go, right?
Yeah, you were.
So I would say I would give myself a low A for the challenge. One misstep.
I think one misstep is pretty
know.
Good.
I
did not have any. My record personally was perfect. I didn't have any. Woo-hoo! No water bottles. But my daughter had strep, and she had it so bad she kept fainting.
Ooh.
So
yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, she fainted once and then almost fainted a couple other times. So, we had her on a Gatorade diet there for a little while, so I had to buy her some Gatorade. But
yeah.
That I feel like I can justify that, like.
Right, and how else do you do that? Well, I guess.
I could have like gotten honey, and I could have made electrolyte thing.
Well, you could have done the Gatorade that's powdered that you reconstitute, but I don't know if that's as healthy.
And I mean, she just was sick, and I
yes.
needed to stop on the way
no,
home
I'm
and get
not.
Her something. You know, yeah, I'm
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. I was just thinking through what would I have done in the same situation. I would have probably done the exact same thing you did, and it's what we talk about, right? How do we do this while parenting, while traveling, while leading these full crazy lives? And sometimes you don't have a choice.
Well, and sometimes your family doesn't bend to your will, too. I mean, like,
what?
No,
what?
I know. I know I'm talking trash, but like, she just wanted a bottle of Gatorade.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not being judgy over here.
Yeah, I know you're not.
So
I'm just saying.
Is there an option?
It is something I think we have to think of as consumers and parents that, like, if we really want to make a change in the world, we really have to think about how you make long-term changes. Because those Gatorade's not great. It's got all kinds of artificial color.
Right. And like you said, you could have done honey, lemon. You're so amazing at stuff like that already. Well, you know, talking about long-term changes, you sent me a meme while I was out of town that I absolutely loved. You sent me this cute little meme that said 7 single-use swaps and the trash you can save in 1 year. And there were things on it I had never thought about before. So it says like 1 bamboo toothbrush equals 4 plastic toothbrushes a year.
Although I would definitely argue that a toothbrush is not a single-use object, but
right.
Yeah, but it is plastic.
Right? I was curious about that. Now, this one I had never thought about, ever. 1 glass floss container, didn't even know they made them, equals 7 plastic floss containers.
Why only 7? Why doesn't it equal 1,000 plastic? I mean,
well,
like,
because they're talking about the ones where it's rolled up inside.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And then that made me think about, I am embarrassed to even admit that as we're talking about the environment right now. I use those little single-use plastics. I wasn't even thinking about that being a single-use plastic. So that's crazy, right?
Yeah. I'm finding it. Are you struggling a little bit with the knowledge of how much plastic you use? Because I feel like I'm super hyper aware of it now and just
Holy
depressed
cow.
By it.
Yeah. This footprint is like,
it's so much worse than I realized.
Absolutely. It's like, it's not the abominable snowman. What's the Yeti? What's the one that nobody ever sees that's supposed to be like 8 or 9
feet tall?
Oh,
you mean,
it's like the Yeti, but they call it. I know. You know, they hunt
like
for...
Like the Sasquatch thing.
Yes, yeah. Like this giant footprint.
Bigfoot. The giant footprint. We are such idiots.
Hey, be nice to my friend. We don't call her names. So let me get back to the single-use swaps thing. So 1 reusable water bottle, which that was our challenge last time, and we did a really good job, equals 167 plastic water bottles a year. 167. That's pretty impressive.
But maybe that's what it is with the glass one. Maybe it's 7 a year.
Right. I think it is in 1 year.
Because the glass isn't ever going to wear out.
Right.
You can always put more in. Okay.
1 reusable bag, which was our challenge a couple of weeks ago, equals 170 plastic bags.
I think that's lowballing.
You think it's lowballing?
I think
but
it's
one
more. 1
reusable
bag
equals 170?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's probably true.
1 reusable cup, and I'm guilty of this, equals 500 disposable coffee cups. So for folks that do like a Starbucks run.
Okay, but they're paper.
Yes, and right?
Yeah.
It's still trees. So
yeah.
I was thinking about that because my trick is happy to use a reusable one. But where do I store all this stuff? Like, I'm going to have a Mary Poppins bag
no lie.
To store the coffee cup version. I already like toting around my teacup, right?
Yeah.
And I love that we're sitting here today with our tea. I know y'all can't see us, but I have my new mug. Stephanie has her Christmas mug, even though it's March. I love it. It makes me smile because it's trees.
It's my reusable Starbucks mug, so leave me alone.
Oh, here. Cheers to that.
That's
cheers.
Right.
okay, one metal straw, which was our first challenge. Equals 540 plastic straws.
I did finally have an opportunity. By the way, we went to a restaurant the other night, and I was like, no straws for this table. And I felt like a dork saying it, but he didn't bring any. So
that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I noticed my daughter today, we had run through a drive-thru, which we rarely ever do, but she had warned me ahead of time before I picked her up that she took a test during lunch, so she had not eaten. And that's how bad my kiddo is when she hasn't eaten. Like, she gave me a heads-up warning. Heads up, I have not eaten today. I was like, when she got in the car, what do you need? And so we ran through a drive-thru, which is very rare, and she got a drink. And I noticed when she got home, she put a metal straw in it.
Good for her.
And did not use a plastic straw, which was awesome.
My son has really taken to that. He's probably the best one in the house
it
of
made
using
my little
them.
Mommy heart smile.
I know.
And then the last one on this was one cloth towel.
Okay.
Equals 7,300 paper towels in a year.
Okay. This is an area where I hate buying paper towels because I do think they are just bad for the environment. Like, it's just, when you could just as easily just get a rag and use a rag. This is something I get, like, my family after a while will beg, could we get one roll of paper towels?
My husband loves paper towels.
Yeah, oh, so does mine.
Okay, but then here's the deal. And what I am curious about, then you have to wash that cloth.
Well, okay, I was going to say, here's what happens if I don't buy paper towels. My regular towels become disposable towels.
Right.
And that's
right. That's not okay.
That's not okay.
That's a whole other issue. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's wild. But I love that little meme. And we should post that on our website. And we were talking
we'll
this week about doing a Facebook page or doing like
Instagram.
Trying to get our social media game up for incremental steps. So we'll post it there too.
Okay.
I think that'll be good. The other thing I was thrilled to see this month was the Oprah Magazine's new edition. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
The title, first of all, Oprah is in front of this gorgeous tree. I'm pretty sure she took
Looking
her photo.
Looking very much the goddess.
She is. She looks fabulous in that red dress. I don't think she hiked to that tree. Her shoes are too clean. But never the mind. The
top, tree came to Oprah.
Of course it did. If I were a tree, I would come to Oprah. I love her. At the top of the magazine, it says, it's our love the planet issue.
Nice.
Good news, seriously, inside. And then there's a quote that says, the earth has taken excellent care of us. Let's return the favor.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. It just
the
made
earth
my
is our mother.
Heart smile. Because, you know, last year when I was at the Parliament of World Religion, I got to see Margaret Atwood speak. And, you know, I love her. She's an incredible author, poet. I didn't realize she was a poet. But she's also an environmental activist. And she is from Canada, and they consider her a national treasure. And when I heard her speak, what she said that really just stuck out to me was, we save what we love. We save what we love. So when I saw this edition of Oprah and it said, it's our love the planet issue, I was like, go Oprah. Because, you know, she's got a following.
Yeah, she does.
Besides our five people that listen to us. So, so it also kind of went with that whole seven swap thing. So there's an article in there. Y'all are just going to have to check it out. But one of the things is how to save the planet. It's now or never, fellow inhabitants of the earth. Here's our to-do list.
Cool.
And it gives like eight things. Number one, which I love, trust the science. It has a whole article about it. Thank you very much. And the tagline is, the facts are facts. The damage is measurable. Let it galvanize you. And the article is by Catherine Hayhoe. Number two is know the lingo. It's harder to tune out when you get what the words mean. So it gives definitions of the words associated with climate
change.
Oh,
cool.
We
should break those down week by week for a while.
Absolutely. Well, let me just give you the first one. Climate.
The average weather conditions, typically measured over years, fluctuations in temperature, precipitation, or other variables that last for an extended period of time are called climate change.
Okay.
There we go. Easy peasy. Number three, think outside the box, or take a page from those who do, to wit, these game-changing ideas coming to a city or coastline near you. And it gives you some really fun ideas.
Cool.
Number four, don't forget the kids. As a pioneering lawsuit makes clear, they're the ones who will be cleaning up our mess.
I know that's right.
We know that's right. Both of us. That's why we're so passionate about this. And it talks about the kids. Number five, this was fun. Sweat the small stuff because your micro choices add up. So it's kind of like the swapping stuff. It gives you ideas about dialing back your water heater in your fridge. It gives percentages. 15%. That's how much your highway gas mileage could improve if you used your vehicle's EcoCruise control setting. Or better yet, go electric. Which, as I'm looking for a new car, and I know we've talked about it back and forth, we both drive cars that are not great for the environment. That statistic really stands out to me. So.
Well, so you, okay, so with, maybe now is a good time to talk about the fact that we had a transit referendum here in our county that would have been a historic vote, but unfortunately failed for the however many at the time in 40 years.
Even though I posted it, like.
I know, despite your personal best effort.
Right? Posting it everywhere, reminding people everybody to go to the polls. Making a page. Well, you say that, but I had somebody tell me, I haven't heard much about this. The only rare I've seen it is on your Facebook page. And I'm like, where have you been sleeping?
Okay, well.
I know. That's a whole other issue, right?
What's done is done. It'll probably come up again because our county commissioners are changing. But, so, in response to that, one of the things I kept seeing people say was, we already have buses. We have transit for our county.
I've ridden those buses.
We don't need to have people from Atlanta coming up and messing up our whole situation. And so I was like, I want to test that theory. I want to see how feasible it is for me to get, because I have a 12-mile drive that takes me an hour one way every day. So I spend 2 hours a day in a car.
Mm-hmm.
There is a route that goes from a mall that's near our house to the nearest MARTA station, which is just inside DeKalb County. And then it's one MARTA station past that to where I work. Like, I work right at a MARTA station. So it is, in theory, possible for me to do this.
Okay. So I'm going to check out the timing and the cost.
Yep. I've already done that. I got a Breeze card, because if you get a Breeze card, you have free transfers from Gwinnett Transit to MARTA.
Okay, nice.
I got it for a full week, so I'll ride the thing for a week and see how it goes and see what happens.
Check out time. Well, can I just say, you know, I was just in New York City, and so my friend who lives in Montclair, New Jersey, which I don't know officially how far away it is, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. It's kind of like us to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
is what okay. a good comparison would be, right? She picked me up on, what day did she get me? Thursday? She got me on a Thursday. We did not use her car again until she took me to the train station on Monday.
So she has a car.
She has a car.
She just never used it.
She didn't use it. She parked it. We rode the bus into New York City. We rode the bus one time. We rode a train. I caught a New Jersey hard rail train into Penn Station and caught the Amtrak train from New York to Pennsylvania to my next stop. Like, we did it all. And at one point, and we walked a lot, you know, that was the other thing. Uh-huh. I mean, New York and the place we were at were walkable.
Yeah, it's a walkable, yeah.
It's walkable. But there was one time we were exhausted and grabbed a cab, you know. So we did the whole thing. We walked, we took a cab, we rode the bus several times, we rode hard rail, and we rode a train. So
you had the full New York experience.
I did, and I loved it.
I was going to say, like, and did you love it?
Oh, and I did the subway, of course. Because first night I got there, I went from LaGuardia out to Brooklyn on the subway.
On the MTA?
So I rode a bus to catch the subway, had to have a conversation with the transit police because I missed one step in between there. But they were really lovely, especially when they heard my accent and realized I was not from New York. and just said, ma'am, next time you're on this bus, you have to have this ticket pay for your ride.
Whoopsie!
Oops. Yeah, not a New York City girl. But loved it. I mean, you know, because it's efficient and it runs well. Now, when I came home from Canada last year, I was in the same mode, right? They have public transportation. I'd been bopping around. Joe wasn't able to pick me up from the airport. I can't remember. I thought, oh, I'll just use our transit system, right? Jumped on the MARTA, got to the MARTA. He still wasn't able to pick me up. I looked at an Uber. I thought, yeah, it's pretty pricey. I'm going to jump on the bus, right? I'm going to jump on the bus and make it out to Sugarloaf. Because then I thought, that mall that's not far from our neighborhoods, I thought, well, then an Uber will be pretty cheap, or by then he can come pick me up. That was the longest bus ride.
Really?
It was.
Was that bad?
It was. I'm not going to say much more.
So you're like, you're not going to get home until like 8 o'clock.
I'm going to wait to see your experience with it.
Okay.
It was not my experience in New York or Canada. It was different. It was different. And part of the thing is I just don't know that we have enough. You know, that's part of this referendum. I know it wasn't perfect. And by all means, it wasn't the answer to everything. But it was a push forward. And we are already 10 years behind on public transport.
We're way more than 10 years behind.
I mean, economically, like, we've lost the opportunity for Google headquarters. We've lost the opportunity for Amazon headquarters. Like, it's mind-boggling to me. Also, how much misinformation was out there during this referendum, and just really and truly racism and other things that people are just, I was shaking my head. All the way from New York, I was shaking my head when I saw the news.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely disappointing. Although I do think we came closer than we've ever come before to having it pass.
Well, if it had been on the November ballot.
Okay, let's not go too far. Not everybody, I hope not everybody listening to this podcast lives in Gwinnett County. So
they'll totally know what we're talking about. Crazy.
Let's not go too far afield.
So, 8.7 billions. Billion gallons of water would be saved this year if every American who washes their car at home went to the car wash just once instead. Isn't that interesting? That statistic is according to the Green Book by Elizabeth Rogers and Thomas M. Costigan.
I have heard that before. I've heard that washing your own car wastes a lot of water.
Yeah.
I don't really...
Now, I already do this. I don't do that either. I like to go to the car wash because I used to work at a car wash. I don't know if you know that. In college, I was putting myself through college, and that's where Joe and I met.
The
my husband
car wash.
At the Oasis car wash. So not only was it, can we do the car wash theme, but we can do Garth Brooks down at the Oasis song. Like, we got some serious songs for our romance. 25 years and going. So I already do this one. I bet you do too. Turn off the water while you brush your teeth. Assuming you brush your teeth for 2 minutes twice daily, you could save almost 3,285 gallons per year.
That's a lot of gallons. I don't do that every single time.
Oh, you will now. That should be our challenge.
That's
right.
That's a way for me to be better.
Right? I mean, I know we're not perfect, right? But I love it when it says, because micro choices can add up.
I like thinking of them as micro choices because it is a small thing that you're doing, but it's also, they do add up, and also there should be somebody making macro choices too, and I like the implication that should be happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this is a good one that I already do. I'm curious if you do. 90% of the energy used by your washing machine goes to warming its water.
We don't wash clothes
in warm
water.
Switch to detergent formulated to best work in cold water. Woo! Give us a high five. All right. This episode's making me feel good. Okay, that was just number 5 about how to save the planet. Let me tell you number 6. Because they all break down into smaller ones. So you got to get this and check this out. Number 6 is agitate. I love this one. 3 smart, doable ways to make your voice matter.
Oh, okay.
Green your vote. It analyzes public positions of members of Congress, ranking them on a spectrum from climate zero to climate hero.
Okay.
Put your money where your principles are. I already live this one. I believe in this one. At least 20% of global greenhouse gases are emitted by publicly owned fossil fuel companies, according to the environmental nonprofit CDP's 2017 carbon report. So then it goes ahead and get all, you know, get different things out of your retirement account and take stock. Like, what are you putting your money into? Yep. Keep, and I know that's a hard one for us Texas girls, right?
I was going to say, yep. So you mean like my own family stuff?
Right? Keep your company in good company. If you own or work for a small business, nearly half of the private sector employees do, join or ask your employer to join the American Sustainable Business Council, ASBCouncil.org, which advocates for legislation and other policies that privilege a threefold bottom line.
Okay.
People, planet, and profit.
I can tell you right now that the company I work for would not go for that. But I will say this.
Tell me.
It is an antique auction company, which is sort of the grandfather of all reduce, reuse, recycle.
Huh? It's a plus. Okay, number 7 on saving the planet. Don't panic. I like this one.
Oh, okay. I need to hear this.
Since 2006, the Climate Reality Project, founded by former vice president and ardent environmentalist Al Gore, who was actually in town while I was out of town. I don't know if you saw that. I had people lighten up my Facebook going to this. Has trained more than 17,000 climate reality leaders of all ages and nationalities to spread the word about climate change. We asked a few to tell us how they stay positive amid warming poles and rising seas. So a little testimonial.
Nice.
And positive things. Was there another
okay.
one? Hang on. Nope, I think that may be it. All right, and then it goes on to different really cool articles and check it out. I'm
okay.
excited.
All right.
It's our Love the Planet. That
all right. Thank
happy.
You, Oprah.
Yeah. Go, Oprah.
Yes,
by
please.
The way, I saw her with my girl, Brene Brown, because Brene Brown has a new Netflix show coming out.
Saw
and
that.
So that was fun to see on TV today.
Oh. Yeah, that is cool. All
I
right.
TV,
so
Facebook, but, yeah.
Our next challenge. We decided our next challenge for the environment this week, or until the next time that we do one of these podcasts, is to find better food storage solutions. So I've already got, so do you have any that are glass? Do you have any glass containers?
Yeah. And can I tell you where I found them?
Did you find them at Goodwill?
No, I'm a little funky about that.
Okay.
I found them at TJ Maxx on sale.
Oh, okay.
Like, ridiculously cheap. Like $1.50 and $2 a piece.
Groupon sometimes has deals on those things, too. Like, every once in a while, their deals come up. So that's a good one. I've been here and there picking up things and looking at, like, so I've got these little plastic, like, not plastic, latex or something lids.
Okay.
You can slip on to
things. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I'll give you a couple of those to play with. And then I know you were looking at the you were looking at that beeswax covered paper stuff.
Right. I haven't ordered it yet.
Okay.
But I will check that out.
I think we can get it without ordering it. I think you could get it at like Sprouts or Whole Foods or somewhere.
Okay. Like I can just go pick it up. That's a good idea. My friend that I was staying with, she got, have you ever seen, okay, is this, I'm going to say this to come out of my mouth, and it's seriously, this is what it's called.
Okay.
It's called a nut bag, where it's where you do your almond milk. And
yeah, nut milk
bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
That milk bag. Oh, that's a clarifying. Oops. So, but not only did she do that, she did this really cool thing nutrition-wise. She was following this guy about thyroid, which I'm really curious about. And what he did is he took a whole stalk of celery, and you can either juice it, which, you know, then that's a big cleanup with your juicer, or he recommends, and this is what we did when we were at her house, we put it in the blender, we chopped it all up, and then we strained it through the nut milk bag and had fresh celery juice. And his premise is that we all need to be drinking, well, if you have thyroid issues or think you may have thyroid issues, drinking fresh celery juice every morning on an empty stomach.
Why not just have the fiber?
I don't know. I need to read more about it.
Okay.
I just drink it like a good guest does. I like celery. My body was happy with it.
You know, I went down this thyroid rabbit hole for a while, and I never heard anybody say you need to have fresh celery juice.
Well,
but, you know, whatever. I'm listening.
I'll hook you up. So the other thing, like kind of transitioning about our health, I was watching, my kids had on something on the TV the other day, and it caught my attention. Have you heard about where you get your genetics tested for weight loss and health?
Yeah.
Yeah? I had never heard of that.
There's one called Color. Is that the one you're thinking of?
No.
So I did the 23andMe, but it includes a health panel. It'll tell you health information.
It's called Fitness Genes. No, it's not.
This is a whole other thing.
This is a whole other thing about how you should work out based on what your genetics is.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's based on like what your diet should be, what your I'm seriously contemplating it since I'm not having as good a luck as you've been having. Lately.
Okay, well check it out then. You know that takes a while. It takes like.
Yeah, and I can keep doing what we're doing. But I'm also contemplating it because it gives you what it does, and it's a couple $100. I mean, I have to really think about it. That gives you the DNA testing, and then what it does is it sends you a nutrition guide, a workout plan, insights and actions, and supplements, what you should be taking based on your genetics. I just think it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. You tripped me up at supplements. I'm not a big supplements fan, but I guess if it's a trusted source and you know what you're doing, then...
Right. I need to do a little more research. This is called Fitness Genes. And it's the basic plan, the DNA analysis in a 4-week plan is $229. And then it goes up, but it also goes down, if that makes sense. So, like, there's a Keep Fit plan for $259, which is 8 weeks. And then there's a Complete, which is a DNA analysis and a 12-week plan.
Okay, you're giving their wholesale. You're giving them a free pitch.
You're right. I just like you and I hadn't talked about this, and I'm like, I'm curious. Like that one's $289, and I'm wondering, is that worth it for 12 weeks? Like I would be curious to try that out.
Okay.
And to see.
I would look around at a few of those and see what it is. But yeah,
I'm looking at it.
It's intriguing. Sure.
Well, combining the science. Combining like some of the things on there on the show the kids were watching was like, you know, I'm a nighttime person or I'm a morning person based on genes, which I thought that was fascinating, right? Mm-hmm. That whole nature versus nurture thing. Is it because you're raised in a family that wakes up early or is it because your genes really are?
Like... Yeah. And I saw something, I think it was just on Pinterest or something, but there's another company out there that's talking about your metabolic genetics or, and you can do genetics testing to find out how, like what your metabolism wants and how, like,
and that may be kind of the same thing.
I think it's snake oil. I am a little skeptical.
Okay.
I think a lot of that is cause I did fall all the way down that rabbit hole with the whole thyroid thing and diet. Mm-hmm. And I didn't find it.
It didn't
make much difference. Yeah, I mean, I lost a little weight and then didn't. And then it didn't seem like, I guess it wasn't triggering me.
Yeah.
So I don't think I have thyroid issues.
I think we have.
I think I wanted to have thyroid
are
issues.
So amazing. Like, you know, it's like, what's the puzzle pieces? That's what I think fascinates me because there's been things that have worked for me in the past that's just like clink, 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 and it works really easy.
Right.
Now, different stage in my life. 2 years from 50.
Right.
Totally different hormonally, like all kinds of crazy wackadoodle stuff happening. So I'm curious about the puzzle piece. I'm curious about putting in the genetic stuff with it and if it would make a difference.
Now, and it might. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's worth a go.
Is it could also be that it's the same thing that we know.
Yeah,
you know, get your butt out and
money.
Exercise. Get your butt out and exercise. And
and eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables and really nourish yourself.
Right.
And yeah.
You
want to
write me up a little report and me give you.
Yeah. Kind of.
Do this.
I do think I will say that the hardest thing that I've been doing, like I know it's vegan, but it's also no oil, no salt, no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the no oil, no salt, no sugar that's hard for me. Oh, and pretty much no carbs. You can have a cup a day of like rice or like a starchy vegetable, but that's it. I think I'm falling less and less off the plan every week because it's like I need salt. This needs to taste not terrible.
Right.
So yeah, but I do think even so, like I think my immune system is much stronger than it was a few weeks ago.
Right, because you didn't get sick when everybody else in the house got sick.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to notice.
And I just think I like I think my face looks thinner.
You look amazing. I have to say, if y'all can see her skin looks amazing. Her hair looks amazing. Aw,
thank you. Yeah. But I do think that's because I've been eating more, literally just more fruits and vegetables than I normally do by a lot. Just starting the day with that green smoothie it seems to be helpful. Anyway, why don't we take this as a transition into how we've been doing on that?
You start. You do all the talking on this one. Go for it, my friend.
I was doing so well. And then we had an auction, so I worked all weekend. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter got sick. And then my husband got sick. And I've been trying to build a garden. And so my exercise hasn't been real consistent. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been super consistent with the food. Like, I'm good at, I do the things that are good, but I also like, is that a potato chip? Yeah. So there's a little bit of that. Like, I need to cut back on some things. So long and short, I gained a couple pounds from our last thing to this one, but I think it's just the salt. I think it's really just water weight, but,
okay.
So I think I'm treading water right now.
Yeah. I'd say I'm about at the same. I was traveling a lot, as you know. I was gone for 10 days.
Right.
So and did not have a scale with me.
Well, and I mean, honestly, just traveling has such an impact. But I will say,
I came back, and when I jumped on, I was maybe 1 pound heavier, but it's also that time of the month for me, so that could very well go away in 3 days.
Okay, so that's not bad.
So I didn't feel... So here's the thing I noticed while I was traveling. A lot more walking in New York City.
Sure, of course.
A lot more walking. Ate a lot more salads. Because of people I was with, and salads always taste better when somebody else fixes them. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I ask people that, and I go, "Is it just me, or do salads taste better when somebody else fixes them?" And it's a universal fact. It is
interesting.
A crackpot theory, but I'm just gonna put it up there. Salads taste better when somebody else fixes them. And I had a gorgeous salad in Pennsylvania. Like, oh my gosh, the prettiest salad I ever had from this place.
In Pittsburgh?
It was in Pittsburgh, believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
It was kind of like this cafe, and I wish I could remember the name. I have it on my phone somewhere. But it was kind of like a New York deli in Pittsburgh. And amazing.
Yeah, there's like a big market center. I've seen it on Anthony Bourdain or something.
This was a little place.
Oh, it was?
We had a Reuben soup. It was weird, but it was good.
That sounds good. I actually like sauerkraut soup, so I would probably like that.
Good. Well, and you know, I'm gluten-free, so I haven't had a Reuben in probably 6 years.
Oh, so now you can have it in liquid form.
Right? But yeah, I had it once. Probably wouldn't do it again. But her salad was spectacularly stunning. It had some fruits in there, and it had...
All right.
Yeah, it was great. So, tons of salad, a lot of fish, really made good choices. Pretty much... stuck with the no sugar rule until I got home. And I've noticed in the last day or two that I've had some sugar. And it was like, okay, what's that coming from? Because I've been doing really well. So I think it's the, I do this thing and I know I do it. Like when I go to do a big event, right? And you know, whether it's a retreat, when we host retreats, or whether it's speaking like I just did, or, you know, on this trip, I spoke, we had a performance, and I had a workshop. So like, whoo!
Like, I know, I was watching you on Facebook, and I was like, when is she coming home?
Big,
good Lord.
Fun stuff, right? So I think sometimes I use food to ground me. I use food to bring my energy down.
Yep, that sounds right.
Which is not always a good thing. So I hit town, had Tex-Mex, hadn't had it the whole time I was gone, right? Have Tex-Mex, have a piece of chocolate, and have a little mochi ice cream. I'm like, what are you doing, Gotro, as I'm doing it, right? And I'm like, okay, so... we're just going to say that happened.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Yep.
And reset.
That's right.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah. So we are resetting right now.
Are you going to record that reset?
Yeah. I love accountability buddies. Yes. I will record that reset on the spreadsheet.
I had to record mine. You have to record yours.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We got it. So our challenge next week. Our health? What are we doing? So we're resetting. So I am going back to no sugar.
Okay.
And I want to, what you said really resonates with me about more fruits and veggies. Probably more veggies than fruits, because even I don't do a lot of natural sugar either.
Now, I will say this. If you're concerned about your thyroid, seriously concerned about that, then cook the cruciferous vegetables.
Yeah.
So anything like spinach, cabbage, that kind of thing, cook that.
Yeah.
But okay. Other than that, yeah, just fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, my friend was concerned. I don't know that I'm concerned about mine. I don't think it runs in well, my if you family. Don't think... I don't. But I did. I mean, my body loved that celery juice. So I'm going to read more about that.
Okay.
And just find out. Because, I mean, I also like juice and fresh vegetables. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm going to add in the next time we talk. I'm going to add in a morning smoothie.
Okay.
And get more vegetables that way. I'm going to add in more vegetables. So whether that's my morning smoothie or just extra vegetables every meal, I really ate a lot of vegetables while I was gone and loved it. So
okay.
It's always easier when somebody else cooks them for you.
Well, what? Word.
Period.
What I've been noticing is that lately the evenings are what's tripping me up.
Okay.
I do fine all day long. There's not a lot of temptation mm-hmm. most of the time during the day. And then I come home and I'm tired and I just want to chill. And then I notice there are
ice cream
or Triscuits or
right?
I mean, the salt is right? really the thing that my body's just
okay.
like salt. Yeah. So I'm going to say I'm not going to eat anything after 7 o'clock.
Oh, I used to do that and I like that because it's kind of like the intermittent fasting, right?
Yeah, a little bit, because it's probably 12 hours before we eat again.
Right? So, okay. All right. I don't know if I can do that every day, but I'm going to consider that. We have
right.
puppies barking in the background.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. If you can hear them, sorry.
Ooh, now we call them out.
Might be time to,
wrap it up. So, all right. And then our environmental challenge, what did we say for this week?
It was going to be food storage. So we're looking at food storage options
okay.
and how we can do a better job with that.
Okay.
And I will say that that doesn't necessarily mean you can't use plastic because sometimes that works better if you're freezing things. But just having better, more reusable.
More consciousness.
Yeah, more consciousness around food
right.
storage because that's a big thing.
It is.
And also, just as an aside to that, really, it's when you're buying the food,
mm-hmm.
that's when it feels like if you're getting organic greens, for example,
mm-hmm.
it comes in those big plastic tubs.
Right.
And I want to try and figure out a way around that, but I'm not sure it's practical. Because
right.
I think you can
right.
buy those like in bins.
Did you
at
ever
Whole
buy
Foods.
That did you buy that plastic shredder that turns it into twine?
Girl, I bought it.
But it hadn't come.
I haven't gotten it.
Oh, that's because it's probably coming from overseas.
It probably is. I just followed up with that today, and they're supposed to look into it and find out what happened.
Okay. So hopefully it'll show up, because that could be a good use for those containers. We could turn it into twine for your garden.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned for that one.
That's right.
All right. So I loved having tea with you tonight.
Me
and
too.
Just catching up. I missed you while I was gone.
Well, I missed you, although I felt like I was there with you watching you
right.
go and do things
on
Facebook.
It was a little ridiculous with my posting.
No,
but,
it was great.
Was it? Okay, good.
No, I loved it.
All right. So until next time, everybody do some great self-care. Take care of yourself and our planet, and we'll see you later.
We'll see you when we see you.
Woman feels her power when her voice is being heard. A woman feels her power when her voice is being heard. So listen.
The earth will